Chapter 9.
Okay, so I hope you don't think I sound crazy,
Vivian said as she peered up at us with her wide hazel eyes.
I've just used it to heal one of my father's seahorses, but the effects were pretty strong. My dad told me she wasn't feeling well, and I had this strange feeling that maybe the necklace could help somehow. So, I brought the necklace to the stable, and since it was a heart, I pressed it against where I thought her heart would be. The necklace flashed and buzzed a little, but nothing happened right away. Then, the next morning, my father told me the seahorse was better. Isn't that strange?
No, I've definitely heard crazier things than that. I shook my head vigorously. If you say that's what happened, Vivian, then I believe you. My wives nodded their agreement, but the young mermaid seemed to blink back a tear.
Are you okay, Vivian?
Jessamine asked as she reached out to pat the teenager's arm.
You look sad all of a sudden.
I miss my mom so much,
Vivian replied, and then she started to sob silently.
Oh, honey, I miss my mom too.
Sienna pulled Vivian into a huge hug, and Ariana and Jessamine threw their arms around the two of them.
We can talk about it if you want.
No, I'm okay.
Vivian sniffled through their arms, and then she cleared her throat.
I'm going to miss the necklace, because it reminds me of her. But I want you to know I understand why I shouldn't have it.
As I stood next to my wives and Vivian, I was impressed by how grown up the young mermaid seemed all of a sudden.
Well then, Vivian, I want to thank you,
Ariana said in a slightly quivering voice.
You're being so mature right now, and I'm really proud of you. I hope you'll come back again someday to let me know what happens, or I'll see you at the palace.
The teenager pulled herself away from my wives and looked each of us in the eyes in turn. We'd love to see you again, Vivian, I told the young mermaid, and she looked up at me with a shy grin.
That's right. The offer always stands,
Ariana told Vivian, and she squeezed her arm.
We're going to miss you, Vivian. We've already had quite an adventure together. Yes, we have,
the teenager said, and I was happy when she giggled.
I guess you'd better go outside, since a lot of people are waiting for you. I suppose. But Vivian, thank you again. I can't express to you how much you've really helped us, but it's more than you know. It's the least I can do,
Vivian said, and she blushed bright pink.
In any case, I'm hoping Wes and those assholes don't bother me anymore. Yeah, fuck them. That fight clearly terrified those guys, and you really told Wes off. Yeah, I did, didn't I?
The young mermaid's face brightened with a smile.
And I have to thank you for all you did for me.
It was our pleasure to help, I responded. We all looked around at each other for a minute, and then Ariana put her hand on the teenager's shoulder one last time.
Vivian, I know we'll meet again someday,
my red-haired wife said in a wistful tone.
This isn't a real goodbye. Okay,
the young mermaid stammered, and then she looked up at me and blushed.
Bye, Joe. And bye, your highnesses.
The young mermaid turned and headed back to the lobby, and I looked around at my wives. I pulled the rock out of my pocket and set it on the table, and we all stared at it for a moment.
I wonder if I should convert it back to the turquoise amulet, and then we could try to heal something.
What could we try to heal?
Ariana looked around the table.
We don't have a sick animal around, so...
Well, earlier this morning, Jessamine clawed me so hard on the shoulder that she drew blood,
Sienna told us with a smirk.
I think she was having a little too much fun. I did not,
my raven-haired wife giggled.
Did I really?
Yes. You just need to look at the back of my shoulder,
the blonde said, and she turned away from me so I could examine her. Her shoulder blade was exposed in her metal swimsuit, and sure enough, there was a small scratch on the left side of her back along with various other claw marks.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, I said with a nod. Jessamine, you're a bad girl. But you've given us something to work with. Why don't you transform the rock back now, and then I guess I'll try to press it to Sienna's cut and see what happens? I stared at the rock for a moment on the shiny tabletop, and before I knew it, it was back to being a beautiful piece of jewelry. Jessamine and Ariana came around behind me to see what was going to happen, and as I crossed the fingers on my other hand, I pressed the gemstone to Sienna's back. Almost immediately, the skin on the back of her shoulder began to heal. I almost couldn't believe my eyes, and my other two wives and I watched in amazement as the scratch and the other marks disappeared. "Well, I guess we're keeping the necklace," I said, and my mouth hung open for a second. I have to admit, I really wasn't expecting that to happen.
"Do you honestly think we're safe?"
Jessamine asked with a furrowed brow.
"That was really intense."
"Yeah, I think it's going to be okay, especially if you turn it back into the rock," I replied. "Let's just put it inside the trunk once we have our luggage back, and hopefully this is going to let us heal ourselves as needed. If we could keep an eye on Eudora using it, well, that would just be a bonus."
"Yes, Joe, that sounds good."
Ariana nodded at me as Jessamine transformed the necklace back into a rock.
"I can't believe how powerful this amulet seems."
I put the rock into my pocket again, and suddenly I became aware of Ronan and Vivian talking in the lobby. I realized how focused I'd been on our magical test, and I was glad no one had walked in on us.
"On that note, it's probably time to face your fans, Ariana,"
Sienna said, as she got up from her seat and she patted her sister-wife on the shoulder.
"Oh, yes. Better to get it over with. I can do anything as long as the three of you are behind me, right?"
"That's right," I told the redhead, and I squeezed her hand. We all turned and headed up the ramp to the main lobby, and I saw Ronan was swimming in place in front of the open door to the hotel. It appeared that dozens of merpeople were waiting outside for us, and when the mayor heard us coming up the ramp, he looked over with a nervous expression.
"Your Highness, I'm so sorry, but I couldn't even get the crowds to clear enough to get your chariot out yet,"
the mayor apologized, and he gestured to our luggage on the floor.
"I had my porter bring your things from your room, but I'm afraid you might have to address the citizens again to get them to go away. I can try to disperse them, of course, as the mayor, but they're really eager to see you again."
"It's fine. I can take care of this."
My red-haired wife swam over to the door and looked out at the crowd of merpeople, who immediately began to clap and cheer.
"Your Highness, we heard you got those teenage sharks out of the cave at the edge of the sandfalls."
An elderly mermaid with bright white hair called out over the noise of the crowd, and she reached out for Ariana's arm.
"Bravo!"
At her words, the congregation of merpeople began to cheer even louder.
"Thank you, everyone,"
Ariana said with red cheeks, and she was clearly a little flustered as she tripped over her words.
I certainly hope I've been able to help your town during the time I spent here. I appreciate your gratitude, and I hope I will be able to return again soon to provide further assistance."
I stepped up beside her and grabbed her arm for support, and I wasn't sure if it was because I was human, but the crowd immediately grew quiet and stared at me expectantly. I was about to ask them to clear the way for us when an auburn-haired merman spoke up.
"Bravo to the royal family!"
After the merman spoke, the crowd almost immediately began to clap and cheer again.
"You are all being way too noisy,"
Vivian said loudly as she swam up behind us.
"Now, can everyone get out of the way? The princesses and Joe need to get through."
I liked the young mermaid more all the time. The large group of merpeople still just stared at us, though, so I knew I was going to have to take action.
"Okay, coming through," I announced. "The princess needs her chariot now."
"That's right,"
Ronan said as he swam up next to me.
"Out of the way, everyone."
The crowd continued to stare at us for a minute, and they grumbled amongst themselves before they began to disperse.
"Oh, thanks, Ronan, Vivian, Joe,"
Ariana said in a grateful tone, and she wiped her brow with relief.
"Phew. I wish I were better at these things."
"You're fine, Ariana,"
Jessamine assured the redhead with a big smile.
"I feel a lot less nervous now that all those people are out of the way, too."
You're welcome, Princess Ariana,"
Vivian replied, and she seemingly couldn't handle another long goodbye, because she quickly turned and rushed back over to the ramp. Then she turned and called back over her shoulder.
I'm going to miss you. You too, Vivian,"
Ariana called out, and we all watched the teenager swim away.
"I'm going to run out and get your chariot now," Ronan told us. "I'm sorry for all the commotion, because I'm sure you need to be on your way. Oh, no. Did Vivian even feed you?
No, we're absolutely fine, Ronan.
Ariana assured the mayor.
We were planning to eat on the road today, anyway.
Well, all right, then. See you in a couple minutes.
My wives and I followed him outside the inn and stood quietly for a long moment while we stared at the sandfalls.
So, what's planned for today?
Sienna broke the silence.
I suppose we need to look at that map again, but I think the whales might be next. I can't wait to see them.
Jessamine gasped as she clapped her hands together.
It sounds incredible.
And slightly terrifying.
Sienna admitted with a slight grimace on her face.
Marinus said they were bigger than ships.
Yeah, I said, but then I tried to smile reassuringly. It's going to be fine. Who doesn't love whales?
Whales are very highly regarded among my people,
Ariana informed us.
They are revered for their great intelligence. I've seen one in person, a long time ago, but I've never seen so many of them all at once like Marinus described.
Just then, Ronan pulled up in Ariana's gleaming, pale green chariot. Still looking good. Thanks for taking care of it, Ronan.
Not a problem,
the mayor said with a big smile as he pulled the coach to a halt and swam out.
It's been an honor having you stay at my inn, and even Vivian seems more cheerful now than she did before. Let us load up your things for you, and you can be on your way.
Ronan lifted our chests into the back of the chariot with a loud grunt, and then he dusted off his hands. Thanks again, man, I told him, and I reached out a hand to him.
Oh, of course.
He gripped my hand and shook it heartily.
I hope you know you're welcome here any time.
With one last final wave, the merman turned and headed back into the inn.
Oh, girl, it's so nice to see you.
Ariana rushed over to see Callie and stroked her on the head, but then she turned to look at me and her sister wives.
So, who's ready to get on the road? I'm looking forward to driving again.
Shotgun!
Sienna yelled, and I started to laugh.
You picked up on that pretty quickly. You definitely deserve a turn in front with Ariana. I've never seen anyone ride a horse as well as you ride Starlight, so I'm sure you'd love to be near the animals. Plus, then I get a little time and back with Jessamine.
I looked at my dark-haired wife and raised my eyebrows, and she grabbed my hand and squeezed it.
Sounds good to me,
Jessamine said with a huge smile. Back where I'm from, people used to make out in cars a lot, I informed the princesses.
Joe, you're insatiable. Besides, why would you do that when you have a huge bed?
It's mostly when teenagers don't have anywhere else to go, or if people are into the idea of getting caught. I trailed off when I saw the expressions on the princesses' faces. Sienna and Jessamine were nodding their heads, but Ariana looked totally perplexed.
Never mind. Should we go? I asked.
Ariana and Sienna slid into the front seats of the carriage, and I held out my hand to help Jessamine climb into the back. Once we were all in safely, Ariana slowly began to pull the chariot away from the Sandfall Inn. We all looked back for a moment, and when I saw Vivian and her father had come outside to wave goodbye, a rush of sadness came over me as I waved back. The teenage girl and her father had been so incredibly kind, and their story was so heartbreaking. I genuinely hoped we'd see them again someday with the news that we'd defeated Eudora. I put the magic stone into one of the chests with our supplies, and I knew I'd never forget this town, regardless of whether or not we ever came back. Ariana began to drive faster as she navigated the chariot up and away from the buildings, and soon the town was out of sight. I could see the sandy ground sloping down away from us, and I knew our travels would soon lead us even deeper into the water. To calm my thoughts, I leaned back on the comfortable seat and held Jessamine's hand. She began to tickle my palm with one of her fingers, and I was immediately reminded of the time we'd spent in the honeymoon suite. However, I currently had a more pressing need, so I leaned forward to talk to Ariana.
Let me guess, Joe. You're hungry?
The redhead laughed as she glanced back at me.
To be honest, I am too. The last good meal we had was with my father. And I just couldn't bear facing Ronan's breakfast.
Well, what are we going to do about it? I asked with a shrug. Can we stop and have a picnic?
I think we do need to stop before long,
Ariana replied as she pulled back on the reins to slow the seahorses.
I'm going to have to fish for us, and maybe we can even find some other things to eat.
I'm happy to make us anything, although being underwater limits us,
Jessamine said, and she pursed her lips.
I feel like I want something tasty, though.
Listen, I'm not blind,
Ariana said as she glanced away from the ocean in front of her to give each of us a sly smile.
I know raw fish and the other underwater foods aren't your favorite things to eat, and after tasting more from the surface, I can see why. But why don't you let me catch some fish? At the very least, we can have a bottle of ale and some fruit from what we packed.
Sounds like a plan, I nodded, and then I saw an area of the seafloor that flattened out before it dipped down again. We just need a good spot to stop the chariot, and I see what looks like a more level area up ahead.
I see it too. I'll stop us there, and then I'll take a better look at what fish are around. Of course, some taste better than others.
I glanced around, and the fish swimming by weren't as beautiful as the ones from the reef that surrounded the palace, but they weren't as creepy as the ones we'd seen down in the boneyard either. I shuddered to think about what we'd encounter on the way to Eudora's lair, and I grabbed Jessamine's hand tighter.
What's wrong, Joe?
My black-haired wife asked as she looked up at me. Then she leaned her head on my shoulder and put her other hand over mine. Just thinking about weird fish. No big deal, I grinned at her. But I do appreciate the snuggles.
Yes, I can't wait to see what we come across further down.
Jessamine's eyes widened, and she shivered.
All right, here we go,
Ariana announced as the chariot slid to a stop along the ground, and she gestured to some plants growing nearby.
It does look like there's some edible kelp growing around here, and of course these nearby fish are fairly delicious.
I noticed a large school of what looked like sea bass swimming by, and Ariana grabbed her trident. You're going to spear something for us, Ariana? I asked her with a big grin. I love when my women provide for the family.
That's right,
Ariana said, and then she grunted slightly as she shot forward in one swift motion with her trident. She speared a giant silvery fish with black stripes running the length of its body, and then she looked back at us in triumph. Holy shit, I breathed, as I watched the fish squirm on the end of the huge spear. That was incredible. This thing has to be at least 2 feet long, if not more.
Thanks, Joe,
Ariana said, and blushed.
It kind of comes naturally to merpeople.
You don't give yourself enough credit, I assured her. Those were some impressive skills right there.
I grew up doing it. Jessamine, why don't you see what else is in the food chest?
Of course,
Jessamine replied, and she pulled open the latch on the trunk nearest to her and started to dig around.
Looks like we have some sea berries, and I think these red fruits are apples. And I'm also going to grab these bottles of ale, like you said. So, what do we do with it?
Sienna was staring at the dead fish on the end of the trident with a grossed-out expression.
My food has always been prepared by the time it got to me.
Well, let's figure out how to prepare it, then. You know I don't mind mine raw, but I totally understand that that's not for everyone. At least the three of you don't complain all the time like certain other people from the surface did.
Ariana's ex-husband never failed to sound like a total tool. I tried to think of a way I could actually be helpful in this situation, and then something occurred to me. I want to try something just for fun, I told my wives. Remember when Fiona made Genie's wrath more powerful? When I'd fucked Sienna's fairy godmother in the name of enhancing my giant sword, it had been one of my more memorable sexual experiences.
How could we forget, Joe?
Jessamine poked me in the side and rolled her eyes with a smile.
It was a ritual of a lifetime.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, the first time Genie's wrath shot sparks, it scorched the wall of Sienna's chambers. I was just wondering if I could try to cook the fish.
Are you sure you don't want me to do it?
Jessamine asked with a furrowed brow.
I can just transform it for us.
Nah, thanks, but I feel like fucking around with Genie's wrath, I explained. Ariana, I think you should leave it on the end of your spear. Here, can I do something with your trident?
Sure, Joe. Whatever you say,
my mermaid wife replied. All three of my wives looked around at each other with smirks on their faces, and I was glad they were willing to indulge me in my little experiment. So I got out of the chariot with Genie's wrath and took the trident with the fish from Ariana's hand. Then I walked over to place the trident on the sandy seabed about 20 feet away from the carriage. I think this is far enough away, I muttered to myself. And then I looked up at my wives, who were all leaning over the edge of the chariot in anticipation of the show I was about to put on. Here goes nothing, ladies. I pointed Genie's wrath down at the fish, and then I focused on the blade's large purple stone for a moment. As I expected, a blast of sparks shot out of its tip and into the animal, but what I hadn't anticipated was how much more powerful the blast would feel. A vibrating sensation ran up my entire arm, and I wondered if it had to do with the jolt of energy I'd felt when Ariana had first cast the spell on the necklace. The fish glowed bright purple for a moment before I could see smaller sparks run through its body, and then it simply laid flat on the seafloor.
That was amazing, I have to admit,
Sienna called out to me.
Now you just have to go pick it up.
No problem, I grinned back at my wives. Thanks for letting me go through with my little experiment. Is there anything in that chest I can put it on?
It looks like they even packed a tablecloth and plates.
Jessamine's smile widened as she produced a large white cloth and put it over the chariot's back seat. Then she pulled out a pale green porcelain plate and put it on the cloth to hold it down.
What an adorable little underwater picnic. Although, I'm not sure this plate is anywhere near large enough to hold the fish.
It's okay. At least, I think it's okay. It should be fine with that cloth under it. I just don't want to get my new chariot dirty.
I certainly understood the sentiment because I wouldn't have wanted the giant fish in my car either.
This cloth is pretty thick. I think it's going to be fine.
All right, then. I'm bringing it over. I walked over to the fish, knelt down, and poked it. I could smell the faint aroma of roasted seafood, and it definitely felt more flaky than solid. I think it might have worked. I'm going to keep it on the trident and somehow slide it onto the plate, all without stabbing myself. Wish me luck. I picked Ariana's trident up off the ground, and white chunks of fish immediately began to drift off into the water.
Actually looks cooked,
Sienna said, although her voice was still a little doubtful.
Joe, bring it over here so I can look at it.
I was going to need two hands to complete the process, so I dropped Jeannie's wrath and let it sink down to the ground. Then I grabbed the trident near the top and used my other hand to attempt to hold the fish together. It was a somewhat futile effort because the fish was so big, but there was still going to be plenty for us to eat. I managed to get most of it onto the plate in the back seat, and then I swam back to get my sword. Jessamine cut the fish open with a small kitchen knife Ariana's staff had packed, and then she stabbed the fish with the knife so it wouldn't float away. I slid back into the chariot just as my dark-haired wife was taking a bite.
This looks pretty good,
Jessamine said, and she pulled off a small piece and popped it into her mouth.
It is good, but it's a little plain. Can I please fix it up a little?
Hey, I managed to cook it, I told her with a grin. If you want to enhance it, go right ahead.
Just give me a second,
the raven-haired beauty said, and I saw her focus on the dish in front of her. It didn't look any different, but she looked up after a moment and smiled with satisfaction.
There, I think I did it. Joe, you try a piece.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I pulled a small chunk of fish off its skin and put it into my mouth to taste it. It was virtually identical to pan-fried fish in a buttery herb sauce, and my stomach growled at the thought of having more.
You all need to try this, because Jessamine did something great here. Even you, Sienna.
We did it together, Joe. Jeannie's wrath is a great fish cooker, but I still maintain I could have done the whole thing.
Maybe so. Sometimes men like to grill, or whatever the hell you want to call what I just did.
I know this isn't very princess-like, but I think we're just going to have to gather around and pull pieces off. I think it's too flaky to put on the plates, and we're underwater anyway. I think you two should climb into the back seat with me and Joe, and then we can eat. Okay.
Sienna sighed, and then she briefly climbed out of the chariot to slide in next to Jessamine in the back.
I'm going to try it, I swear.
Of course I am. Well, I would have eaten it anyway, but I'm sure this is way better.
The mermaid swam back to sit next to me, and I handed her a large piece of fish. I saw Sienna regarding the chunk she now held in her hand, and then I watched her place it delicately into her mouth.
Whoa! This is actually really good,
the beautiful blonde mumbled through her mouthful, and she held her hand out for more.
It tastes like something they'd cook at the palace, so I'm impressed. Nice job, all three of you.
Here, who wants a bottle of ale? I asked, and all three wives nodded their assent with their mouths full. You sure you can drive after this, Ariana?
Jill, I've been drinking the palace ale since I was Vivian's age.
She reassured me with a smile.
You don't need to worry about me.
I believe you, I laughed, and then I passed a bottle to each of my wives. We all sat around and ate the fish for a few minutes, and then Jessamine handed us each one of the apples. I took a bite of the small fruit, and it was tart and crisp.
Hey, this actually turned out to be a decent meal.
It did,
Sienna agreed, and she sat back and put her hands on her stomach.
Is it nap time now?
I wish.
Ariana laughed as she dusted off her hands in the water and pulled out Marinus's map from where she'd stashed it inside the chest. Then she unrolled it and spread it out on her lap.
Yes, it's definitely whales next. We need to prepare for that, since I remember Marinus said it's a deep trench. In any case, since we're going deeper, let's get our lanterns out. I think they're in this other chest. Joe, can you look for me?
The redhead climbed out of the chariot and then back into the front seat, and I pried open the second chest and found our four lanterns. Then I handed one to each princess and kept one for myself. So, everyone is done eating? I asked as I looked around at my wives. Can I put the plates and bottles and everything else back away?
Yes, I'm done,
Jessamine confirmed, and the other two princesses nodded.
What do we do with the rest of the fish?
Just throw it back into the water. Some other animal will eat it soon enough.
Whatever you say,
Jessamine shrugged, and then she tossed the remaining fish over the side of the chariot. As we watched, a school of tiny silver fish swam rapidly downward and began to devour the meat we hadn't eaten. Glad they weren't attacking us while we were eating, I commented as I examined the small fish's sharp, needle-like teeth. Those things look vicious.
They can be,
Ariana said with a nod, and then she grinned.
Good thing they're so tiny, unlike whales.
Yeah, so about that. Are we going to leave soon? I asked the redhead as I finished closing the chests and securing them into place in the chariot. I kind of just want to get this over with.
Yes. I'm just wondering who's going to sit up here with me now.
Ariana mused. I want to, I raised my hand. Can it be my turn?
Of course, Joe. Obviously, we could all fit up here if we wanted to.
I jumped up, pulled myself over the seat, and landed in the chariot's front row.
Joe?
Sienna scolded me with a grin.
It's a brand new chariot.
Hey, I'm not going to get it dirty, I said as I grinned back. We're in the water, right? The fish was kind of greasy, but I'm not.
Well, I'm getting in front the regular way,
Jessamine responded in an unusually prim tone, and she got out of the chariot and climbed back in next to Ariana.
Not me,
Sienna announced, and she jumped over the seat to sit next to me. Then she caught sight of me smirking at her and laughed.
What? You convinced me.
Okay, I snickered. But then I put a hand on her trim thigh and squeezed it. She covered my hand with her own, and I leaned against her for a moment and smiled at her. You're funny.
Be quiet, Joe. You're funny.
The blonde princess laughed, and then she turned to Ariana.
So, are we ready to move? Yes.
Ariana stammered, and I noticed she was drumming her fingers on the seat next to her tail.
I'm still a little nervous about driving, I guess.
Hey, you've got this. I put my arm around her. I would take over, but I'm not sure the seahorses would respond to me the same way they do to you. You've been doing amazing so far, so I'm not sure what you're worried about.
Thanks, Joe.
Ariana nodded resolutely.
I appreciate your confidence in me. Giddy up, Callie!
Whoa! I was pushed backward into my seat as Ariana directed the chariot away from the seafloor and up into the water. The ride soon evened out, though, so I was correct when I said the redhead was a great driver.
Hey, hand me that map,
Sienna requested, and I grabbed it from its place at Ariana's side and handed it to my blonde wife. Then she unrolled it and began to study its symbols.
Okay, there's really no way right now to tell exactly where we are, but I'm guessing we're about halfway between the sandfalls and the whales.
I would have given a lot for a GPS right now. If I'm right, we'll smell the whales way before we actually see them, I remarked. The biggest thing I remembered from whale watching was how awful the huge animals smelled when they breached the surface. That should be fun.
Yes, on the rare occasions I've seen one, they do smell terrible. I know a lot of things under the sea do smell bad, although I suppose I'm more than used to it after spending basically my whole life down here.
Makes sense, I said with a nod, and then I relaxed my head against the back of the chariot's comfortable bench. I thought about having to adjust so abruptly to being in Fairyland, and I sighed when I missed home for a tiny moment. It seems like it's possible to get used to pretty much anything, although sometimes I wish I could bring the three of you back to L.A. with me. I can only imagine what the guys there would think of you.
Who cares?
Sienna laughed, and she squeezed my hand softly.
There's a lot of guys here in Fairyland, and look who we picked. I don't know about L.A., but you're the only hero of legend I see around here.
Thanks, Sienna. I kissed her on the cheek, and then my wives and I rode out in silence for a little while as the seafloor continued to dip below us. I was glad we'd brought the lanterns, though, because it was getting dimmer and dimmer. Suddenly, as I'd predicted, I caught a whiff of the unmistakable whale smell. It reminded me of a garbage dump combined with the distinctive sulfurous odor of rotten eggs. I looked ahead of us and squinted, but the water was murky and I couldn't see much.
I think I smell it now,
Jessamine confirmed, and she peered around Ariana so she could see me better.
Is that what you're talking about, Joe?
Yep. Pretty bad, right?
Yes, it smells awful, but I also feel something.
Ariana looked around in the water, and I realized the chariot was rumbling. I think we must be getting close, I said with a grimace. If it looks at all like I'm imagining, it's going to be pretty crazy. The vibrations had started to get stronger, and I thought I could hear sounds similar to the lowest key on a piano. All of a sudden, I could see gigantic shapes about 500 yards in front of us. The water wasn't clear enough to make out their exact forms, but if Marinus had been correct, we were definitely headed in the right direction.
Are you all ready for this?
Ariana gulped, and she pulled up on the reins to slow the seahorses.
Marinus said we were going to have to cross through the valley to reach Eudora, so I don't think there's any turning back now.
Nope, definitely not turning back, I replied, and I squeezed her arm. Don't worry, we're all in this together. As we continued to approach, I squinted to see the bodies of the animals who were swimming before us. Marinus hadn't been lying when he said they were as big as pirate ships, because the largest of the shapes I could see had to be at least 100 feet long. And then, suddenly, the water in front of us cleared, and everything became apparent. The ocean floor sank down into an abyss that was deeper than my eyes could see, and it was lined with thousands of whales, all migrating in the same direction. The rows of swimming animals also stretched high up into the water, which gave the effect of a wall of whales blocking our way. The magnificent creatures were pale purple, and they glimmered softly in the light from our lanterns. The graceful beasts reminded me of giant ballerinas as they swam slowly through the dim water, and their musical vibrations only added to the effect. It seemed to take an eternity for an individual animal to pass by us, and it gave me the chance to admire their long, smooth bodies and slender flippers. I'd never seen anything both so simultaneously beautiful and terrifying. So, how are we going to make it across this valley? I asked as Ariana pulled the seahorses to a stop. Sienna, do you think you can stop time?
Well, I can definitely try,
my blonde wife said, and she squeezed her eyes shut and clenched her fists. Unfortunately, nothing seemed to happen, and the whales continued their slow, majestic progression through the trench. Sienna's lip briefly trembled before she responded, but then she took a deep breath.
Joe, everyone, I'm really sorry. We could try to hold hands to increase our powers, but honestly, I think the whales are just too big, and the valley's so deep. I'm not feeling my magic working at all here, so I think we're going to have to come up with another plan.
Okay, so I know we can make it through this,
Ariana began as she briefly let go of the reins to wring her hands.
I'm going to have to think of a strategy. Luckily, they seem to be traveling at a fairly even pace and pretty far apart, so I just need to try to avoid them. No, I'm not going to try. I can definitely stay away from them. Right, everyone?
Yes, you can definitely do this,
Sienna encouraged her sister-wife, and Jessamine and I nodded firmly. The whales seemed to be traveling at least 50 yards apart, and they were moving so slowly I knew it was going to be possible. I also believed in Ariana's abilities to navigate this living obstacle course. The seahorses still seemed fairly calm, and I attributed that to her gentle hand with them. I just wish we didn't have to play this insane game of Frogger right now.
All right. The sooner, the better.
Ariana seemed to be trying to convince herself as much as anyone. But she sighed, gritted her teeth, and signaled the seahorses to move forward when a path opened between two of the gigantic lavender beasts. The redhead made a loud clicking sound with her mouth and called out to her lead seahorse.
Faster, Callie!
The whale smell, their resounding voices, and the sheer magnitude of the creatures was starting to overwhelm me. But I tried to stay focused as Ariana expertly navigated us past the first giant. There were about 50 feet between us and the next series of whales, who seemed to be traveling in fairly straight lines. But then my mermaid wife gasped and halted the chariot for a moment. Ariana, I don't want to rush you, but I think you need to move us along every time you have the chance, I urged her gently.
Yes, I know. This is just really stressful.
She was breathing heavily, and she wiped her brow. Then a large space cleared between two whales, and she realized she had to go.
All right, Callie. Giddy up again.
I held my breath as we passed the next creature, who was close to hitting us from our right. The vibrations from their songs were so intense that I had to grab a hold of my seat for stability, and I pulled Sienna closer. We barely seemed to be able to get out of the way before the giant beast swam past the back of the chariot, and I could feel my blonde wife shaking. She was on the far right side of the coach, which was the side the whales approached from, and I wondered if I should switch places with her so I could better protect her. I had the urge to grab Jeannie's wrath, though I wasn't sure stabbing an animal this big would do us any good. Ariana directed the chariot forward in front of another line of whales before I could speak, and I was relieved when I realized we were almost through the valley. It seemed like we would only have to pass one more row of the purple behemoths, and I crossed my fingers because it seemed like we were actually going to make it through safely.
All right, one last time,
Ariana said when we'd passed another whale, and it seemed like she was talking to herself as much as anyone else.
Callie girl, you're doing amazing. We're almost there.
She pulled in front of the last whale whose path we'd have to cross, and I held my breath for the entire 15 feet or so it took to pass its giant face. Its snout alone had to be the size of an elephant, but its black eyes appeared gentle and kind, and it almost looked like it was smiling. Hey, we did it! I yelled once I thought we were through. Amazing, Ari! Suddenly, I felt a huge jolt to the back of the chariot, and Sienna and I were thrown out into the water. I held Jeannie's wrath in one hand, but I was able to grab the blonde princess around the waist and throw her back down into her seat. I watched Ariana reach out for her and pull her back onto the bench, and the blonde princess's mouth was agape with shock. And that was my final thought before I was completely overcome by the sulfurous odor of whale breath. I looked to my right, and I realized we hadn't completely made it through the series of obstacles. A whale was headed toward me with its mouth wide open, and suddenly I was pulled through its strange cone-shaped teeth and sucked deep within the orifice.